All please rise.
Join us in the salute to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. Our clerk will now take the roll call.
Councilmember Watson.
Present.
Councilmember Hanson.
Here.
Councilmember Olson.
Here.
Councilmember Ingram.
Here.
Councilmember Mutzler.
Here.
Councilmember Zimmerman. Councilmember Goodrich.
Here.
Okay, all present accounted for. We will now be leaving the chambers. We'll enter an executive session pursuant to RCW 42.30.110G and RCW 42.30.1404. We anticipate this session lasting 20 minutes or under. Thinking positive.
I mean, we're sure. And that they're bigger than the baby boom that we always think of. That's what they don't do.
They like them if you're in the room.
Yeah. Slim is like that, except for he's married to his kids, but he really, I don't think, needs that much besides this. You know, he's very much a matter of me.
Okay, at 6:55, we're back in session. Back on the agenda. Okay, next up is the public comment period. This is the period of the council meeting where you can come to the podium, state your name and address, and speak for 3 minutes on anything that's not on tonight's agenda. If it's on tonight's agenda, you get a chance to speak later. So this was anything that's not on the agenda tonight. And the agenda, pretty small, but so anything that's not on the agenda, you can come forward and speak on. Welcome, sir.
My name is Bob Seaman. I live at 8670 Delta Line Road in Custer. I've been a resident in Ferndale School District for 35 years. Actually, my comments are for you, Mel. You came to our Ferndale School Board meeting the other night. And I'm a member of the Communication Advisory Committee as well as a dropout task force. And we report to Dr. Quinn as well as the Ferndale School Board. These are just two of the many volunteer committees that we have with the school board. I want to thank you for coming to the Ferndale School Board meeting last Tuesday and initiating some dialogue on the school bond. You stated that 100% of your constituents that you have spoken with or communicated with are against the school bond. Is that the proposed?
That is not exactly what I said.
Okay, I apologize.
Exactly what I said was I have yet to have anyone approach me and state that they were overwhelmingly for it.
Okay, that's fair. Anyhow, recently Dr. Quinn initiated a community-wide survey with the focus specifically on the school bond, and I have just two sentences here. Key finding: approximately two-thirds of the parents and community members who responded to the survey believe this is a good time for the school district to run a bond issue. Almost 70% indicated the district's high school facilities are the highest priority. And there's really nothing unique about the needs in Ferndale. Bellingham has passed a school bond. Meridian has built a new school. Linden is looking to finance a bond in February. Just a little bit of history. Recently, we had the McCleary decision. Washington State Supreme Court ruled in 2012, January. We're not funding education sufficiently. And actually, the lawsuit started in 75. So we've been terribly remiss as far as financing our schools. And one of the reasons we have the most regressive tax structures in the country because of our heavy reliance on sales tax. And the court ruling said they want dependable and regular taxes, which we still don't do. One reason is, for instance, Senator Doug Erickson, he likes the present tax structure because it's good for business. It's bad for people, it's bad for schools, but it's good for business. Anyhow, people want good jobs in Ferndale. We need to start investing in our children's future, and this bond is a good start. We have plenty of volunteer opportunities for folks to come to the school board, and you can get up to speed and see more of what we're all about. I've got a handout here. I don't have it for everybody, but Mel, if I give this to you, there's opportunities in here. At a glance, it's saying there's 25,000 unfulfilled jobs in Washington as a result of a job skills gap, and it's supposed to go to 50,000 by 2017.
Can there be any public meetings that I miss that, or any public meetings on the bond?
I don't know about on the bond specifically, although all you have to do is communicate with either Dr. Quinn or Mark Diebach. He's our budget director.
Okay.
Anybody that wants any information, it's available. It's there for everybody. I just have a handout as well on our high school dropout rate. We're at 29.6% in Ferndale.
If you want to give that, the clerk will copy it to all the council.
Oh, very good, very good. And that's my presentation. Thank you very much for everybody's attendance.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for coming. Okay, anyone else in the audience to speak on anything that's not on tonight's agenda? Back here? Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Grace Cisneros. I live in Ferndale, 5913 Vista Drive. A while back, I was at Bandy Yacht Park, and one of the park volunteers was commenting that he wanted to put infrared cameras to monitor the park. Now, I don't know if this would be monitoring by the police department or if this would be an individual. But if it's an individual, I would feel very uncomfortable about that. So I would like, if this is a rumor, if it's totally bogus, I would like to know that. Or if the police department is monitoring the parks, I would like to know that as well. Thank you.
Okay. And so anyone questioning on that, because I attend all the Parks Board meeting, that has been brought up. It has not been voted as a position that moves forward. But if you would email me, I would love to invite you to a Parks Board meeting, because I think they should hear your opinion. So that'd be great. You can bring Bean. Okay, anyone else for the public comment period? Bean's your dog. We enjoy dogs again. Yes? Sir? You can come forward.
That's all right. I just wanted to add on to what the... Excuse me. My name is Mark Reimers. I am with Ferndale Record, and my home address is 414 Allison Way, Nooksack. I just wanted to... make a comment to tag along to the gentleman, Bob Seaman, who wasn't aware of a meeting related to the bond, and I just happen to know that there is one on the 12th, I believe. They have settled on that, even taken out an ad in our paper for it. So
okay.
Thursday the 12th at Ferndale High School.
December 12th?
Yes.
December 12th.
Starting at 6 p.m., I believe.
Is that
6 o'clock? Ferndale High School?
Is that the meeting where
it's supposed to be a forum.
It's a forum.
Community forum.
Yeah.
And it's in three segments. Starting
vocation again?
At Ferndale High School.
So vocational or high or gym? Does any of the students know?
I have it on my computer then.
Okay. Well, somewhere we'll probably that probably
it will get out there. It's in the paper this week. So.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Great music. Anyone else for the public comment period? No. Seeing none. Okay, move on. Before you is the consent agenda, Council. Councilperson Mutchler and then Zimmerman next. So, Councilperson Mutchler first.
My motion is to accept the consent agenda minus the non-represented employee contracts.
I'll second that.
Okay,
not the need to second.
Okay.
That was my issue.
We don't have to vote on pulling something.
No.
No. So, okay, we're going to move that from the consent agenda. Any Councilperson Zimmerman?
I'd just like to say I'd like to look at them individually and then vote on them by roll call individually.
So you want to put them onto the agenda?
They're going to be discussed tonight. Are we going to pass them tonight?
No.
Okay. Well, at least we'll talk about them.
Yeah.
The non-represented? Or the other contracts?
The one.
The non-represented.
Yeah, the non-represented. What?
Yeah.
We now have a motion
what was pulled.
Consent without
yeah.
That.
Yeah. So the motion is to approve the consent by pulling off the non-represented employee contracts. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, motion carries. Okay, next up is the public hearing on the adoption of the 2014 budget. Our finance director.
Good evening, council, staff, and members of the public. Tonight we're going to be discussing the 2014 operating budget. In your packet, there's quite a bit of detail. All that detail is also on our website and has been all along, and the latest data is up now as of last week on the website. Just to kind of a general overview, the first thing we look at is the amount of revenues we should be able to count on for next year, and we obviously are influenced by this year's 2013 revenue numbers and how well those numbers are coming in for the different categories, including property tax, sales tax, utility tax, and solid waste tax, and others, and fees for commercial as well as residential development. Once we kind of settle on a draft amount of revenue, we look hard at our expenditures. We require what we call decision cards for any new expenditure, and council has been debating several of those decision cards over the last several weeks and come down to adopting a few of those decision cards and rejecting some as well. And just also as review, council has approved a 1% property tax increase. That is, Ferndale, where we'll ask the county assessor to assess so that we will receive 1% more revenue, in theory, if everyone paid their taxes on time, which they don't. But the 1% property tax has been approved last time. So without further ado, staff recommends approval of the budget in your packet. Any questions from council before we go public hearing?
Councilperson Mutchler and Councilperson Watson are after that.
I'm still sorting out property tax revenue. So we're going to get the 1% plus annexation and new construction, but you have an annexation, so new construction addition.
Correct. 1% on top of last year's assessed value, plus any property tax related to annexations, which I believe is none, and any new property.
Though we lost tribal trust land, so a slight decrease. Oh, that just gets
not
spread out.
This
that just spreads
year.
Out.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
What does that do?
What did we fear on that property, though? It was the property that went in tribal trust is pretty small right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we are getting the equivalent, if you're speaking of the big sign, perhaps another parcel you're talking about, but we do the equivalent from the Lummies, equivalent property tax on a big sign.
I'm referring to the new parcel that was put into tribal trust.
That's not big points.
And you can see from the spreadsheets we're counting on a certain amount of new property. And that's a June-to-June assessment, and with our housing residential starts that we've seen very strong, so we anticipate significant monies for new construction. Any other questions?
Councilperson Watson is next, then Councilperson Zimmerman.
A question for you. The Senior Center had actually asked for $2,000 additional dollars from what they asked for last year, but in here, we're just giving them what they asked for last year?
Correct.
Correct.
That would be correct.
Is there $2,000 available if council wished that? Or?
Yes.
You could if you change the budget document.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Councilperson Zimmerman?
Oh, a couple of questions. One, on page 82, the solid waste utility tax fund, when you look at the different columns, it's very difficult because it is so tiny. It's just a...
Okay,
is there a question there?
Zoom.
Yeah, that's what it is, just a zoom. Okay, we got the computer was here. So that was just, came a couple times. I was trying to read it over in the...
Yeah, I guess that's my fault. I should have cut off all those columns after 6 years.
Or turned it sideways.
You could get that on the website as well. Yeah, it's much more not readable, but...
Well, now, Mr. Mayor, do we want to kind of nitpick some of the items in the budget this time, or how do you want to do that?
You okay. It's your meeting, you may do that.
Okay. We have a public hearing.
Yes, sir. And we have a public hearing, that's
true. So we want to, what do we want to do?
You can ask questions at this point.
Yeah, so you can ask technical questions. You just can't give opinions or say how you're going to vote.
Oh, okay.
And ask technical questions, then we'll have a public hearing, and then you can come back and ask more technical questions if you'd like.
Sure. And we do need to adopt it this month.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, mine were opinions and other things, so it wouldn't be technical questions. So.
Okay. Any other questions of staff on the budget before we go to the public hearing? Okay. Seeing none. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Finance Director. Okay, we're going to go into a public hearing at 6:40. Public hearing is a formal opportunity to give testimony to the council for consideration in the decision-making process. Written comments may also be submitted to the city clerk prior to the beginning of the hearing. When the mayor calls your name, proceed as follows. Audience members signed up prior to the beginning of our meeting will be called first to speak at the public hearing. If you're unable to sign up before the meeting, you will be given an opportunity to address the council once you've gotten through all the speakers listed on the hearing sheets. All you have to do is raise your hand and we'll find you. Each speaker should state his or her name and address for the record, and we'll be given 3 minutes to address the council. When large groups of individuals support the same position on the issue, we encourage the selection of one or two representatives to speak on behalf of the entire group. So do we have any... Okay, so we don't have any list, so we're going to go with the hand section. Anyone would like to speak on this year's 2014 budget? Okay. Sure? Going once? Well, now we're going to hear from the public, so...
He likes to be
your
the first
one. Anyone back there? Welcome again.
Thank you. It's always fun to be here.
Name again?
My name is Grace Cisneros. I live at 5913 Vista Drive. And I must admit, you know, sometimes I pay a lot more attention to what's going on nationally than locally. So I haven't had a chance to really look at the budget in depth. So I'm coming in late. But one question I have is, why can't the health services, the health benefits that the city provide, be contracted through the state? It seems like you would save a lot of money. I mean, because I think you have three or four different plans, don't you? I don't know how many plans the city offers right now, but if the city is looking to save money, then that might be a good place to start. Thank you.
City Administrator, you want to answer that?
Yeah, we do offer a number of health plans, and all of them are offered through what's called the Association of Washington Cities, which is a group of most every city in the state that's banded together. So it is through what one might consider to be a state-run organization, even though it's quasi-independent. So we're not out in the private marketplace.
Okay.
We have 30,000 members.
Yeah. So anyone else want public questions? And Grace, if you ever want to come in and talk about that individually, we're welcome to have you.
Mm-hmm.
You might as well get used to come to City Hall. Okay. Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing at 6:42:46. Council, your deliberations. Councilperson Mutchler?
I move the adoption of the budget.
Second.
Okay, move and second it. Further discussion? Councilperson Zimmerman?
Well, how can we fully adopt the budget when we have all the contracts still at question?
The non-represented? Yes, you may answer that.
When you're adopting the budget, you're simply adopting the underlying figures. If you don't agree to contracts later, that's not going to impact the final budget dollars. Obviously, we just will not wouldn't spend as much, potentially. So it doesn't really have an impact on the underlying budget figures for the city.
Then why are we here?
You still need to adopt a budget for 2014 that accounts for $7.9 million in expenditures.
Yeah. And I think the council's incentive is, or their plan is to bring that portion back at the very next meeting. Huh. Any further questions, or
well, just some minor things within the budget?
Now is the time.
Yeah. Well, you look at the funding for the nonprofits, the food banks, and all this stuff. And it's a really sore spot with me because you know there's no cost of living increase for them. We put them through some bureaucratic hoops by making them fill out the forms, and they have to justify their existence and tell their you know, tell their story, have them come down here, and these are all great people, and they got a worthy cause as part of our social network. And I just, I see, you know, and the thing that I'm not supportive of is the $8,000. I mean, there's only what $13,000 in the budget form. $13,050. My dyslexia, there it is. But the idea is that it's been stagnant for a while. We've actually, you know, made some cuts. No one got any additional stuff, even though we've had some requests from the senior citizens, was it?
Senior center.
And from what I've heard in Bellingham, that there's going to be, you know, further expenses that we're going to be asked to help them with on the county level. So the idea that I'm opposed to taking $8,000 to buy guns and bullets for the police department and then not giving all the social services some of the funding that they need. I mean, you just heard the report from that gentleman here that says only 29% of our people, of our students, are dropping out. There's some social issues here. There's some hunger. There's some retraining. There's some serious issues that we need to address as a community, because, again, it's you know, the health and safety of our community. And I think at that bottom end, we kick these people, we don't fund them, and we make a real parsimonious effort to say that we're doing great stuff for family-friendly Ferndale. I just think that we should make that movement to take that $8,000 from the department. I mean, these are people that we pay very well. If they can't afford their own bullets and use their own gun, I don't understand. But the idea, I'm talking about moving some money around from the police department over to help fund senior services and food bank and some of those social services. That's one of my issues.
Okay. And shall I go to the other council and I'll come back to you for more? Okay.
Councilperson... You can do Mel first. It's okay.
Okay. Councilperson Hansen, then Councilperson Watson.
I would suggest that from this point forward, if you want changes in the budget as it's been presented, you put it in the form of a motion. Get a second.
Okay.
And then we'll discuss it. As opposed to just sitting here talking about something that's not going to go anywhere unless the council is actually in favor of it.
Okay. Councilperson Watson?
And in keeping with that, I would like to move to amend the budget to add an additional $2,000 for the senior center per their request.
Do I have a second? Okay, I have a motion, a second. Discussion. Councilperson Mutchler?
I was trying to find it, but maybe Mr. Pearson, how far up are we on the budget right now as is?
Less than $1,000.
Thank you, sir.
Councilperson Goodrich?
My question is to Councilmember Watson. Where do you propose the additional funds come from?
I'm not going to take it from bullets. no army should have to buy their own ammunition.
I agree with that, too.
Nice referral.
I guess that's my concern, too, because I know we only have 1,000, so I don't know if there's some other place. Can staff help reduce the staff?
My feeling is I kind of agree with you, but just to throw something out and sit without a funding source, I kind of have a hard time supporting
it. Also hard because we didn't do the contracts tonight, so we don't really know how much we have. That's part of my issue, too.
Okay, I'll go to City Minister.
I'd add that, yes, as our finance director said, right now the way the budget sits, we are scheduled to bring in $704 more than we're scheduled to spend. That's us bringing in nearly $8 million in spending, nearly $8 million.
A point of clarification, Greg, is that on the assumption that all these contracts are in place and everyone chooses a certain health plan which reflects different prices?
Everything that's in the budget is reflected upon our existing union contracts, including the one that we just approved tonight, as well as the pending non-represented ones. The point I was going to make is if, and this is totally philosophical on your part, if you desire to add $2,000 and want to cut $2,000, that's certainly doable. There's another method which might be a little less attractive depending on your persuasion. That is, we are scheduled to end this year as well as next year with about $1.2 million in the general fund. If you wish, you could spend $2,000, not find $2,000 in revenue, and simply realize that our ending fund balance of $1,248,830 would be $2,000 less.
From the reserves, basically. Take
right, because
reserves.
You would simply take it out of our existing cash reserves. I don't think everyone here understands that deficit spending has its obvious limitations, but it is an option. So I don't want you to feel like, and this may be the option you choose, that you don't have to make requisite cuts in order to ask. It's just an option for you.
Councilperson Watson, then Councilperson Zimmerman.
I just want to clarify, the only reason I'm asking is sequestration is going to take part in January. And so this last year, they suddenly found out they needed $10,500 more, and we have no idea how much more they're going to be asked for come January and February. So I'm just hoping that if we can give them just a little bit extra, because they only asked for an additional $2,000. They didn't ask us to pay for the additional $10,500. If we can give them just that little bit, that'll help them be prepared for whatever's going to come.
Okay. Before we have Councilperson Zimmerman and Mutcher, a clarification on Councilperson Zimmerman's questions is this year, you can remember at one time the budget showed a zero, and my administration strongly disagreed with that avenue. So we put what they got last year in, but with the information they wouldn't have to fill out financial reports. It was a matching of last year, so we didn't need the reports. They basically had to fill out no paperwork. It was just a matching of last year, which was a match of the year before. Mm-hmm. So Councilor Zimmerman is right, is they haven't had an increase, but they didn't have to do the report.
And for the education of the audience, refer to who is they.
Sure. A clerk would like
to clarify also, the groups were not required to put in any new paperwork. I just asked them to email me to tell me what the request was. These groups themselves did not ask for increases in their funding. The only one that requested an increase was the Senior Center. So the figures that are in the budget are provided by these organizations.
Now, clearly, Council, you could increase every single one of those groups $10,000 each, $20,000. They would spend it, and they would spend the money wisely. It's a tough situation to debate. I don't know if you could give enough money to the food bank to ever have them say that's they would still have a way to distribute more food. Councilperson Zimmerman, and then Councilperson Mutchler.
Mr. Mayor. And I apologize for referring to this whatever. So we're good. We share terms of love back and forth, I'm sure. The idea that explain to me how what Greg was saying is that we were $700 up if on our budget, okay. But then when we talked about something, all of a sudden now we got $1,200,000 from general fund that will move. I missed the math.
We put in. You can call it a reserve. You can call it a rainy day fund. You know, we've always basically had the idea of putting money into reserve, just like your household budget or anyone else in terms of, you know, a certain number of months of operating capital. So we could actually, like a lot of people do, it's not uncommon to say, okay, we're going to put $2,000 less into our savings account.
So are you saying
would
that there's
that
a
million? Would that put our city in peril? Probably not.
No, but there is $1,200,000 sitting somewhere in a rainy day fund?
It's in a bank account.
Yeah, in a reserve.
Yes, it's there.
So, but now it's not like, you know.
But we are going to, we're asking the voters for a raise in property tax, even though we're sitting on a nice little bank account.
Well, you
that
you
is
want,
our emergency cash
I'll let the,
reserve.
I'll let the finance
Can we stay
director.
On topic?
What's that?
Can we stay on the topic?
Yeah, it is, though, it should be brought
discussing
forward.
The that. Rainy day fund, and now all of a sudden we're not on the topic.
Who's he? Who's he?
Now, the motion is to increase by 2,000.
You are correct.
Yeah. So there is a rainy day fund of $1,200,000 that we keep in reserve.
Reserve account.
And a year ago when we were sitting here, what was the amount of that fund?
Similar, very similar.
Similar. So it's kind of a floating fund, so we can kind of...
If you look through the budget, every one of our funds has a beginning fund balance, mm-hmm. the money that we carried over mm-hmm. and didn't spend from the previous years. What we think we're going to get in revenue this year... or next year, what we think we're going to spend next year, and the resulting ending fund balance. Naturally, if you bring in more than you spend, your ending fund balance will be a little bit greater than it was at the beginning of the year.
So,
conversely, if you spend more than you bring in, your beginning fund balance is diminished by the amount that you spend more than you bring in.
So that's reflect on revenue over here?
it's reflected. Every fund starts off with beginning fund balance, which is not revenue, which is not expense. It's beginning. It's like you've got so much cash in your shoebox,
right,
and you go out and open up a lemonade stand. You got to buy lemonade. Well, mom and dad give you $10 for your lemonade stand. If you spend the $10, you sell your lemonade. Chances are you're going to have more in your box at the end of the day. So if you want to buy $15 worth of lemonade supplies, but mom and dad only gave you $10, and you've got money in your box at the beginning of the day, chances are it's going to be a little less. It's just every fund starts off with a beginning fund balance and an ending fund balance, and the math is just what you bring in and what you spend.
But for the education of the students,
right,
for a city, a prolonged flood, 3 weeks of 24 hours a day snow plowing,
a major fire,
a bridge falling down, a major fire could. That's why you need that, because the citizens expect us to react to things that are not in that budget.
Yeah.
That budget is based on everything going relatively normal.
Yeah, in the past we've asked the city, and this is not unique here. Every city adopts financial management policies. How do you want to run the place? And one of the decisions you make is how much reserve should you have? Everyone would like to have a lot. Most people don't have enough, so how do you determine what it is? We've come up through the years with our financial management policies. For 2013, we think we're going to be about 77% of what we think we should have.
So
six weeks or so many months of operating expenses if something terrible happened. So it's following the city's council's adopted policies.
I know we have a motion before us. Okay, we have a motion before us and this motion is just for $2,000 more to the senior center
from the reserve balance. Yes.
Okay. All in favor?
No. Oh, there's still discussion.
Further discussion. Okay. Councilperson Mushler.
And then I would like to.
Okay.
John Hetzel. We amend the budgets every month, and I'd be very comfortable after finding out what CFS creation does and the economy does and revenues might perk up a bit. I'm really comfortable if you were to bring this back, if it doesn't pass tonight, back to the New Year's start. We have a better idea what's coming. We can amend the budget any time.
Is that an option, though? Because we've done this before where they applied at certain times.
You could say that, I mean, it's a reserve fund. Mm-hmm. They're in reserve for us to use, you'd be appropriate. You could ask to do it at any time during the year. It doesn't have to be next meeting. Doesn't have to mean after that. You could ask at any time. Councilperson Hanson.
Well, my comment's more philosophical. I was sitting on this council when the very first funds went toward, at that time, the food bank, and incidentally, I voted against it. And the argument that I lost, Stanley, obviously, it's in the budget. The argument I used at that point, I'll use that again tonight, why does the city exist? Why is the city council here? Why do we have a city program? It's for police, it's for fire, it's for safe water, water disposal, it's for streets, and those kinds of infrastructure problems. We do not, that... I don't see us as a city having the responsibility to bail out every nonprofit that might have a problem. Because if you start doing that, it doesn't end. And that's the speech I gave back then. We gave $2,000 to the food bank, and I said, guess what, folks, you're going to have a whole bunch of them come in next year. And they did. And we started giving other people money. I can't support it. I'm going to support what the food bank got last year.
Okay, let's can we just hold your comments? We'll actually give you a chance to speak forward, but okay. Thank you.
I'm going to support what they got last year. I am not being in the senior citizen center. I'm not going to support an increase at this point in time. It blows the budget. We already heard that. You know, the $700-some-odd. We have to go back to reserves in order to fund this. They have their own reserves. So literally what we're doing is we're allowing them to keep their reserves up, but we're taking away from ours in a very small amount.
Councilor Zimmerman?
Yeah. Following up on the philosophy approach, I think hunger dealing with it is a public problem. I think, you know, crime, juvenile delinquency, all those things are social problems. Fire, social problems. Rivers, I mean, flooding, all the damage that could happen. Well, I mean, starvation and malnutrition, they're realities.
I mean, you think the city is the one responsible?
Well, the city's not, they're not responsible for acts of gods and floods and crime and stuff like that. Philosophically speaking, Mel, philosophically speaking.
Philosophically speaking, I see that as being the church's responsibility.
John, what do you think about that? Is the church's responsibility?
I'm going to have to call for the question. Enough of this. Are we going to do it this time or what?
Yes, thank you.
I'm sorry.
I moved
the previous question.
I moved the previous question.
Second.
Okay. All in favor of the motion. Now, this is to add $2,000.
No. It's a question. Whether we vote in discussion. Move to in discussion.
Okay. We're voting to basically...
In discussion.
In discussion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
Aye.
Okay. So, end of discussion. Now, on your... On your motion,
yes,
to add $2,000 to Senior Center. The only...
No.
I know.
Why does he get to make
this? No, I'm not making any statements. Yes.
You're
voting just on this motion, not on the whole budget. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Okay, motion fails. Now, back to the discussion
five
on
to,
the
five
budget.
To two.
Person,
you can say 5-2, and with correct. Councilman.
Correct. Motion failed.
It's in the minutes.
We're back to the regular budget. Any further discussion on the regular budget? Do I have a motion on the regular?
You do.
I do have
yes.
a motion.
Yes.
I have a motion
and
second on the regular budget. I'll go roll call vote. On the regular budget.
Councilmember Watson?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanson?
Aye.
Councilmember Olson?
Aye.
Councilmember Ingram?
Aye.
Councilmember Muxler?
Aye.
Councilmember Zimmerman?
Nay.
Councilmember Goodrich?
Aye.
6-1.
Okay, motion's cast. 6-1. Okay. Okay, next up on the agenda is a resolution brought forward by Councilperson Olson. Would you like to read your resolution?
The whole thing?
You'll excuse me at this time. I prefer to remain neutral on it.
Are you leaving, or are you just...
That's what that would mean, an excuse.
Oh, okay.
He's requesting an excuse. He presents a good thing. Council, he presents a bad thing.
Council, are you... Are you... Is there any opposition to granting him an excuse absence?
No, that's all right.
No opposition, okay?
No.
You are formally excused.
May I go again?
You may go.
Carry on. Did you have a? May I ask just a quick question? So one council member can bring forward a
resolution, correct?
Okay, just double checking.
Not the first time it's happened.
Without having to go through committee or anything,
correct.
You can just. Well, that's nice to know.
Oh no!
I'm working to change the council's procedure right now. Trust me.
You better hurry.
Not because of this, just because we need to change.
Okay, the floor belongs to Councilperson Olson.
I don't see any need to, I'll paraphrase from this, I don't see any need to read the whole thing.
The floor is yours.
This began with the November 19th, 2013, with Councilmember Zimmerman referring to the mayor as our skinhead leader and to his peers on the council as religious right-wing military institutional angry retired cohorts. It was about 3-4 years ago we came up with a code of ethics for us. This is it. We're not supposed to be referring to each other and calling names. This dates back to the Lancaster regime. And this is in our rules. We have had issues with him before, as this alludes to, on buying property by himself or attempting to buy property by himself. And again, talking out of turn in executive sessions. And this is just the next step. It seems sad that we have to do this with less than a month to go, but he's chosen his path and he's gone. He doesn't choose to go out graciously. And I don't think we should give him a pass and let him call people names on his way out the door. So with that, I'm asking that this be approved and adopted today.
Is there a second to that?
I'm going to second for the discussion. Sir.
Okay. There's been a second further discussion. And again, we've promised to go to the audience for participation if they'd like. So audience, ready if you want to. Councilperson Watson and then Councilperson Goodrich.
I guess I'm just concerned. I mean, there are several members of council who spend a lot of time on the Internet, either their Facebook page or the Herald blog, talking about a lot of things that happen. Is there going to be some line that's drawn of things you can and cannot say? Because some people have said some very nasty things about one another in these discussions after losing a vote. And so are we going to rebuke one another every time one of us says something out of line? I mean, I agree that what he did was over-the-top defamation of character, but I just don't know where we go from here, because a lot of people are on the blog saying things about one another, talking about things that happen after you lose a vote, and where are we going to stop? Are we just going to do this every time someone puts something out there that somebody doesn't like?
I can address that.
Okay.
Why do we make these rules then? I mean, you weren't on the council at the time, but
yeah.
I mean, so that's a rhetorical question, I guess. That's why we made these, so that would stop. And apparently, I don't read those things, so I really don't care anything. I mean, but apparently, it's not stopping it. So we made rules to stop it. If we don't, let's just get rid of the rule.
As long as we're prepared to slap other people's hands, too. I'm trying to decide. I mean, I've seen a lot of stuff on the Herald blog that upset me that I thought was over the top, not just from this particular council member. And so I just want to make sure that we're all prepared to, you know, let he who is without sin cast the first stone.
Councilperson Goodrich?
I kind of have mixed feelings about this, because I thought about bringing this, something similar to this, forward, you know, after the executive session issue. I see the point of it. I see, you know, I agree with you, it's following the rules. The only thing is, I don't see it affecting or going to stop the problem.
I don't read those, so are there others on here that are... Are they calling me names or him names?
No, I'm saying that I don't see, by passing this resolution tonight, it's going to have Councilmember Zimmerman not get on the blog tomorrow and continue on. Kind of what does he have to lose type of a thing. Again, I go back to what I stated last time about the possibility of bringing it forward before. We're only talking 3 or 4 weeks left of his term. If we were talking another 2 years left, then I could say, yeah, it may have an effect. I don't see what the effect of going through all of this would have. We're talking, one or two committee meetings left to get one committee meeting left that he wouldn't be attending. So I don't see what it buys us for doing it, and I don't see it stopping.
Councilperson Hansen, Ingram, and then Mutchler. Councilperson Hansen is first.
I don't. I see people on the blogs calling each other names. I don't see council members other than one calling fellow council members names. Back when the Herald was anonymous, which they aren't any longer, who knows who was behind some of the vitriol comments that were in there. Now that it's, you have to post your name, there's only one of us that has made those kinds of comments. Others had answered and attempted to answer those comments, but never with a lack of respect. When we all signed on to be on the council, we took an oath of office, and that oath of office was to follow state law. And essentially a code of ethics put out not only by our council, but by the state. There is a code of ethics. We're supposed to refer to the mayor as Your Honor or Mr. Mayor or Mr. Jensen in this case, not what we read last week. We're supposed to refer to fellow council people by council member Hansen, council member Watson, not my, what, how did it go, religious, political, et cetera, colleagues. And I've always lived by the philosophy that sticks and stones will break my bones. The comments won't hurt me. But you know what? These kinds of things are hurting the entire council because we're being made a joke out there. People are laughing at the council because of these kinds of comments. I'm very frustrated. I can hardly wait until the month is over. I'll leave it at that.
Councilperson Ingram and then Councilperson Mutchler.
Well, we've never stopped Lloyd before. We have censured him before, at least on one occasion, I think maybe two, and it didn't slow him down. Councilman Zimmerman is going to be Councilman Zimmerman. He plays his own game, he plays by his own rules, he doesn't care about any of us. But he chose to remove himself from this body voluntarily. He's got 3 weeks. And personally, my own attitude toward things like this, Brent kind of addressed it. If he had run for election and won, and we were facing another 4 years, I'd bring him up on charges. But he didn't. And I, for one, am not willing to poke him with a sharp stick on his way out the door. It just doesn't fit my style. He's a different individual. We all know that. We've known that for years. But we're all different in some way or another. And I'm sure that there are those of us sitting here on this dais that have done things that have ired our colleagues to a great extent one way or another. So I'm not a Lloyd fan, but I don't see the sense in doing this at this point in his career.
Councilperson Mutchler?
Yeah, the comments were reprehensible, offensive, immature. What bothered me more, and I wish he was here, but I have spoken personally with him, so I'm not telling you something that he hasn't heard from me firsthand, was his comments to about the representative from the engineering firm doing our water, where he said this person is a salesman, selling old costly solutions and stands to make big bucks as Ferndale sinks $2 million into the whatever it did there. And I've read that over and on, and it's implying that the person, a private citizen that we've hired to serve us, is motivated by money on the side. And I was so offended by that. I guess I sort of expect among council, people do stupid things, but when you attack private citizens hired to do a job, I find that more so reprehensible. I appreciate Keith bringing this. Brent, I thought the same thing. I talked to the mayor, should we do something? My concern a little bit, because we refer to our council handbook on ethics, is that our council handbook on ethics, and I brought the pages here, has a process for this, and we're leapfrogging over the process, which concerns me a little bit. And you can read it yourself. We won't go through it, but it's committee and our attorneys involved first and those types of things. We can legally do this, but I think we're dealing with ethics. I would be more comfortable if we stay with our handbook of ethics and we're not by doing it this method at this time.
The only thing I would comment to you, counsel, is, and I understand why Councilperson Olson brought this forward. It's in my meetings around the state, when I share experiences in Ferndale, other cities, this is not a common occurrence. You know, there's the city of Pacific had a mayor that was a little odd.
just a little bit.
The lod. And we've had, you know, some different things, but this is, it's just disappointing, and it's a bad example to our young people here. I hope that, you know, politics can have some civil discourse. I've always asked for it, and certainly I don't always agree with you, and you've voted at times where I haven't agreed, but that doesn't mean I go on the blog the next day and tell you about that. I just, you know, hopefully all of us learn a lesson in life. We don't always win all our battles, and so we take that and we move on rather than just continue to spit venom afterwards. And so I have a dream that someday politics won't be that way, but it's getting worse. And trust me, I hear it more than you people do. Councilperson Olson.
By my vote tallying in my head, I might have one other one, so I think I'll remove this from consideration, and perhaps next year I'll bring to the committee wording to remove this section, since we're not going to use it.
Is there general consent to withdraw the motion? And we still have it. I mean, we typically go to the public for comments. So,
well, if we're going to withdraw it, then there's no.
Okay. Is there any objection to Councilperson Olson, Councilperson Mutchler?
I appreciate actually what you're doing, but I was trying to find. Pinpoint the section of the exact ethics that we were concerned about, and maybe I just missed it. It was reprehensible, but I was going through the ethics handbook and was wondering.
If we're going to remove it from or withdraw from consideration, let's just remove it. We're not going to change anybody's mind here.
But for future reference, I mean, do we need to beef it up so that it's more clear, or do you think it's clear as it is?
I think it's clear as it is. If you choose not to use it, we keep saying we're going to do things. We put it in writing. For example, don't call each other names in blogs. That's been on since Lancaster. We're going to fund, this year, we're going to fund the street fund, 100 grand. How much is in there this time? Nothing. So we keep doing things, or saying we're going to do it, and we do nothing. So, in my opinion, we should remove it.
So, seeing no objection, the motion is withdrawn.
Thank you.
Councilperson Hansen.
I have another resolution.
See?
Mine is, and you can, I move that you adopt this statement. Brindisi City Council totally disagrees with the offensive comments that Councilmember Zimmerman has posted in the Bellingham Herald. However, the council resolves to rise above those comments and have agreed to move forward and proceed with council business.
Second. It's been motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Are we really voting on?
Well, yeah, motion and a second.
Okay.
Yeah. Am I opening up to the public for comment?
No.
It's not necessary, but
we're not going. This is not trying to censure the council member. It's not trying to what's the word that you use?
Rebuke.
We're not taking him off the committees. We're not taking we can't kick him off the council. But I don't think that to the person on this council that anyone agrees with the type of comments that were posted last week in the Bellingham Herald. It was totally out of line. So, but let's move on. Let's do council business and make a statement that we totally agree with his doing that.
Okay, further discussion. About. Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion carries.
You want a copy of that?
I'm going to have to go back and listen to it.
I don't think it would
help. 120 words a minute, I couldn't get it.
Okay, moving on.
I thought that.
Okay, so mayor reports, I have none other than this Saturday. I'll email you with the time. We're hopefully going to meet at City Hall. John has offered to drive the large van down, so hopefully you'll be coming with us too. And so some of us will come back from Arlington educated. Some will be helping at the old-fashioned Christmas. So we'll all be doing our duty for the city of Ferndale on that Saturday. Councilperson Ingram?
Saturday, Friday night street lighting. Don't forget that. Old-fashioned Christmas is Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. Don't forget that. And Saturday, the chamber wanted me to pass this along to everybody, especially in the audience. Saturday is downtown Ferndale's annual open house. All the businesses in downtown Ferndale are basically having an open house. So come downtown and shop. And they wanted to meet me to say thank you very much to all those who did so on Small Business Saturday last Saturday. It was a very big success in Ferndale.
You know you're freaking out the Seahawks fan here. He's going nuts over here. Councilperson Watson?
Killing me.
You're killing me, Smalls.
I'll talk really fast so we can stop. Anyway, Senior Center's having a bake sale on Saturday from 10 to 4, along with a craft sale. And if you want to donate goodies for their bake sale, just get it to the Senior Center by noon on Friday.
Councilperson Mutchler.
I just wish to introduce a guest today. I'm auditing some MBA classes, and in that class, also as a guest, is a economics professor, business accounting professor from China, and Michael Fu is visiting us today. I just want to greet him today, Dr. Michael Fu.
Round of applause. If you're auditing, you can't get a grade, so that didn't help you with your grade, did it?
He's not my professor. He's another guest.
Okay, going on to department reports. Finance director.
Nothing further.
Thank you. City administrator.
Nothing.
Planning director.
UGA meeting tomorrow.
At the Lummi Tribal Center.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Clerk.
Go Hawks.
We don't want to know the score. Public Works.
Don't tell me.
Police. Motion to adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.